Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, massive lines and no cash. That was the experience of many citizens as lacks coped with the government's ambitious plan of demonetizing 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in a massive fight against black money. There is no doubt that the fight against black money is one that all citizens need to play a part in. And yes, difficulties may exist. But has the RBI and has the government really thought through the process through which they would implement something so massive? Tonight we raise basic questions and have our panel of experts answer some of them. We have a studio audience as well with us today. They'll be putting in some questions. Our guest tonight, P.N. Vijay, convener of the economic cell of the BJP, Prateep Chaudhary, the former chairman of the State Bank of India, is also with us. Arvind Virmani, the former chief economic advisor to the government of India, with us in the studio, and the national spokesperson of the Congress, Jaiveer Shergill, as well. What I'm actually going to do right off the top is bring you the first question, and I think this is the question that's on everybody's mind more than anything else, and that is, why are ATMs running out of money? In fact, let me put that question across to Mr. P.N. Vijay right away. Mr. Vijay, thanks very much for being with us. It's a question about an immediate requirement. There were huge lines yesterday. There were massive lines today. So a lot of people have a very simple question for you, sir. Why are ATMs running out of cash? Are they running out of cash?
Yes, obviously they are running out of cash. And it seems to me that the RBI totally underestimated the level of cash withdrawals that citizens will take from the ATMs. I think their projections have gone totally awry. And also not helping is the time restriction placed on the use of the old notes at key places like petrol pumps and utilities and so forth. So I think this part of it clearly could have been managed better. And I am seeing every hour some sort of an announcement coming from the RBI and the government to make life easier for the citizen in the aftermath of this very dramatic announcement. But Vishnu, one point is we shouldn't really miss the wood for the trees.
No, we won't, sir. We won't, sir. Yes. I'm coming back to you, sir, because I'm not going to miss...
that's happening.
Yeah. Sir, we've got 10
but
questions.
I agree
I'm going
with
to come
you
back
that
to
the
that.
Aftermath...
We just bear with me, sir, because we don't rest assured you'll have plenty of time to answer that. And I don't think any of us want to miss what the larger goal is. But just on this one point, Mr. Virmani, do you believe that this is an issue which the RBI should have looked at more carefully? They should have expected a run on ATMs or in many cases the banks? They should have been better prepared for this?
So very quickly, there's a supply chain, right? The RBI has to produce the notes. It has to distribute them to the different cities and their own centers. They have it all over the country. And from there to every bank. And the bank has then to deliver it to every branch or ATM. Mm-hmm. It's a massive operation. I didn't expect it to be very good. In fact, my first comment on this on Twitter was that I expect a serious problem of retail trade in the first one or two weeks.
Right.
So in that sense, I'm not surprised. But, there's always room for improvement. I don't know where the bottlenecks are. I don't know enough to give a more detailed comment.
Would you like to voice an opinion on this, the fact that there are massive queues? Now, the BJP president has today accused the Congress party and other parties of trying to take advantage of a situation which actually benefits lakhs of people in the country and benefits the economy of the country. Isn't it time all political parties looked beyond the immediate and the larger goal, which you really need to encourage much more?
I think, Vishnu, first there is a question mark on the term benefit and the larger goal itself. I think it's an illogical, inconvenient move based on incorrect assumptions and presumptions. This is a classic case of operation successful, patient dead, patient being me and the common man here. Now, this chaos on the streets reflects the unpreparedness of the government. Why Mr. Vijay was saying that the RBI could not read the pulse, there is a reason. The 40% of the unorganized sector, the cash sector, has been put under immense undue hardship which they did not read beforehand, and suddenly here they are lying up. Second, the medical, now today, Ms. Swati Singh of NDTV, she tweeted her driver was in the hospital and the hospital did not accept the cash. There is a big cyclic cash.
But that was a private, there was a private hospital. This, if you correct me if I'm wrong, this applies to government hospitals where those old 500 and 1000 rupee notes are acceptable.
But Vishnu, look at the patient. Are we distinguishing a patient in a private and a government hospital?
Looking okay, so those are the RBI guidelines, but you make an important point. Mr. P.N. Vijay, would you like to respond to some of those concerns and make the larger point that you were, sir?
Yeah, I think the concerns are very, very legitimate. One cannot say that, I think Rahul Gandhi would like to take advantage of the situation. After all, he's the leader of the opposition and that sort of thing. But I do hope, my immediate point, of course, is that I do hope the authorities, as a citizen of India, I do hope that they straighten out this mess in the next 2 days. Banks are going to be open Saturday, Sunday, etc., etc. The supply chain, as Ashok was saying, as Arvind was saying, will improve. The bigger picture is, I think, Vishnu, this is a very, very serious attempt to take away that stock of black money which is in the system. Asset prices in this country were absolutely crazy. For example, you take a loan from a bank at 10%, you give up that property on rent, you get 1.5%. Too much of black money. Even if you sell a property for 50 lakhs, the black money element is 50%. At some stage, I mean, we all know about it, we all talk about it, we all crib about it. At some stage, somebody had to bell the cat. There are going to be enormous impact. I would say these queues are tip of the iceberg. As it filters through the system, you're going to have enormous real estate developers going bust. You're going to see a huge tsunami in the system because you are removing a very, very big component of the economy. But on the whole, we have to be prepared for very, very big upheavals in the next 6 months. Okay. But I think after that, India is going to emerge stronger, a better, a more productive,
but,
a more
efficient economy. Just as a matter of clarification, 2 years ago, the RBI had announced somewhat of a similar program, withdrawal of currency notes printed before 2005. And at that stage, the BJP said, in fact, your spokesperson at that stage, Meenakshi Lekhi, had said, and I quote, this would do nothing to curb black money, but would instead have a terrible impact. I have an exact quote, in fact. She said, the 65% of this country's population who don't have bank accounts, who have kept their life's earnings in small savings at home, those who are not educated or live far away from areas with bank branches, their life earnings will be affected, but not black money. This was your position 2 years back. What's made you change? Your own core position.
No. That scheme of withdrawing old notes was not a scheme against black money. It was a scheme against counterfeit money which was coming.
But the notes were going to be withdrawn.
And
the point she mentioned is that
people
were going to be inconvenienced.
Vishnu, in the last 2 years, you will agree, and even my good friend from the Congress will agree, that there has been tremendous penetration of bank accounts. Today, I am told about 94% of India is covered through bank accounts. It's a different matter. There is zero balance in them. But in the credit card system has penetrated. The wallet system, mobile wallet system has penetrated. So India has started using technology.
Okay,
so
I want to take that across.
India is in a better position to move towards the cashless
than we were 2 years ago.
Than we were a few years ago.
Pratip Chaudhary, would you as a former chairman of the SBI, agree with that point that, you know, as we move ultimately towards a cashless society, that's many, many, many years away. The fact that there has been so many new banks and the like, which have been open, banks have been opened, accounts more importantly have been opened, penetration is much larger. Is that something which makes you believe that this is perhaps a better time to have actually attempted something like this? Or is it still too premature?
No, because if you keep deferring it, waiting for the best time or ideal time, that would never come. So you have to take the call at some point of time or other. And I think even this penetration, significant success has been achieved. Even in SBI itself, there are 20 crore debit cards. Now, even if you assume that there could be multiple card holders, one person holding multiple cards, at least 10 crore people are having debit cards from SBI itself. So the spread of debit cards or ATM cards have been huge. But having said that, these logistics problems, but I think these have to be thought through. And we have the weekends. And I think what happened was that they did not program. the ATMs again. Because when you put in new currency, you have to reprogram the ATMs. So I think overnight it can be used, the overnight time should be used to program the ATMs, and now most of this cash distribution services are outsourced. So you can go and fill up the ATMs at night itself, so that next morning it's only a question of scare. When people feel that no, money is coming out, then there would not be such a scare. Another thing possibly that has happened, I was talking to my driver, he said the new notes are 2,000 rupees.
Yes.
And possibly 500 rupee new notes have yet not been printed, or not been printed in significant quantities. So this person says that I took out 2,000 rupees, but when I go to my vegetable seller, he says you buy vegetables for 2,000, otherwise what do I do?
That's a fair point. I wanted to go across to my audience. Could you raise your hands? Bab Guni, go ahead with a question, not a comment, but a question.
So, sir, you just mentioned about the 2,000 rupee note.
Sit, please.
Yeah. How is that any better than the 1,000 rupee note, and how is it going to stop the money holders, the launderers from, you know, holding that money, keeping it with themselves? It's a fundamental question. How is a 2,000 rupee note better than a 1,000 rupee?
See, there has to be an eye on convenience also. Now, if you say that all high denomination notes are leading to hoarding, then we should have only 1 rupee notes. Now you imagine what your life would be that if the maximum denomination is 1 rupee. But I use a global benchmark that the note, the highest denomination note, should be able to purchase you a pair of shoes. Now a pair of decent shoes costs 2,000 rupees. And what do you have? You have 1,000 rupees. So 2,000 is a welcome step. And I remember when this demonetization had happened, I had done some work in my home, and it cost 6,200 rupees, and 100 rupees was the highest denomination. So I took a packet of 6,100 rupee notes. The shopkeeper said, please don't break the packet.
Okay.
I will give you 32 notes, give the packet. Now, this was such a logistic nightmare.
It's very, very inconvenient.
And secondly, if you think, if
Vishnu,
the government...
Vishnu, I think your question is different, actually.
2,000 rupees is required.
I'll give you, Mr. Vijay, half a second.
2,000 rupees is required, and if tomorrow you find that 2,000 rupees is also being abused, you can have a similar demonetization.
Okay. You had a point, Mr. Shergill, and Mr. Vijay, I'll come to you next. Yes. This point on 2,000 rupees, everybody is talking about it. You ban 1,000 rupees, why have 2,000 rupees?
No, Vishnu, I have
what is the Congress party's
issue? Yeah, I have a very simple point. The factum is today, cash forms a very minimalistic component of the black money as such. Largely, it's gold and property, real estate property.
But that's also an assumption at one level.
No, there are
reports. We'll know in January how much money actually comes into the banking system.
Today, if that is true, then why this indirect attack only on this cash component, and that too on the 40% unorganized sector who has to queue up and go through all this?
Yes.
Which black money hoarder do we see standing up in line? One. Second, if the argument is of counterfeit, in August, Mr. Arun Jaitley in Parliament said, on record, only 0.02% of the currency is counterfeit, which comes to 400 crore out of 16 lakh crore.
Okay.
If that is the logic, what prompted them to, if these are the two points of black money and counterfeiting, to undertake this measure? Number three, if we are moving towards a cashless society, aren't we defeating the purpose by introducing a higher denomination?
Okay, itself? Okay. Mr. Vijay, very quickly answer this question. I want to go through the other points. Yes. The 2,000 rupee point.
Yes, I think the girl's point was, how are you going to make sure that future black money generation is avoided? And I think that's a fantastic question. I agree with the Congress representative that black money is also present through real estate and gold. But you will agree that the notes are the medium through which gold and real estate are transacted. So having removed the stack of notes out of the system, we have to ensure that the new creation of black money doesn't happen. And that's the big challenge. Otherwise, 10 years from now, we'll have another demonetization scheme, another NDTV cameraman showing pictures of ATM. We need to reduce stamp duties from 10% to 3%. We need to do many other things. So the follow-up should be imaginative, quick, so that the generation of black money in the system is also reduced.
And that imaginative solution is by having 2,000 rupee notes, Mr. Vijay.
No, I think as Chaudhary Saab, my friend, was telling me, it's just a convenience.
Okay.
It's just a very incidental thing. Yeah, you know, things are getting more expensive. So
before
yeah,
I go across to questions from...
I don't read more than that into
okay, it. Mr. Vijay, we've got questions from outside Delhi, but before we do that, Mr. Virmani, this was a question that somebody had set in. What stops people withdrawing more than 4,000 rupees per day? Because we believe this is also what is happening. In terms of, I shouldn't use withdraw, converting. You can go to one bank with your PAN card, get 4,000 rupees. You can go to another bank with your driving license, and you can continue doing this as you run out of. So did the RBI actually think through this process? Because we believe we are told that this is also happening. People going from bank to bank with different ID and
actually,
pulling out 4,000 rupees
confirm,
in every place.
I just heard an opposite problem, which I didn't think was the requirement. An 80-year-old woman was not allowed to deposit because they said, where is your PAN card? Mm. Now, that's a bit, I find that a little odd, over 80. I mean, you can't really expect that. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure that the rules you're pointing out, that anybody will get 4,000. No, okay, let me put it that way. I don't think anybody is going to get 4,000 without having a bank account, and actually it should be so, because the purpose is to make sure exactly what you're saying. There's no point in having a rule which cannot be implemented.
No, you can
so I'm not,
take out 4,000
Well, has
rupees.
Anybody actually done it?
Yeah, I did it. Yes,
you did it?
Yes.
Okay, well then...
I converted 4,000
well,
rupees.
Well, then there's
on
something
daily basis,
wrong.
You can.
Yeah, on a daily
but
basis,
you said
you
are Vishnu
no,
from
no, he
NDTV,
didn't recognize me.
Or he already recognized
and
you.
And if that
so
is if that was the basis on which he was giving me
I'm
money,
afraid.
Then Mr. Vijay is going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Here, I am giving you a case where the person is an old bank customer. They were refused.
Okay. So I want to, gentlemen, just wait. I want to go
from
across
their
to
own
some,
bank.
Let's go across to some questions. This one from Bombay.
I'm Anjali, and I just wanted to ask till what time are banks open? Because I was at the bank till 6 p.m. today, and then I was told that cash had finished. I couldn't even make my deposits. So do different banks have different working hours, some shutting early, others working till late?
I think that's a very fair question, Mr. Vijay. Shouldn't there be greater clarity which bank opens when, which bank opens later? People were queuing up from 6 o'clock in some banks. Some banks are closing early, some banks are closing later. It's not a standard system,
so,
is it?
Vishnu, if cash has run out, how does it help if the bank is open?
That's true.
So 6 o'clock.
That's a fair.
So if cash
fair.
Has run out at
that's
4 o'clock, true. People have not come to
it's
see
not,
the bank
so
premises.
It's not an issue with
people
the bank.
People have come to collect the cash. The issue is that the supply of cash is inadequate.
Absolutely. But the refusal to accept cash, even if you go to deposit, a lot of people are facing hassle. They are not even allowed to deposit cash.
Continue with your point,
no,
sir.
Allowed to deposit cash is not such a crisis that if I am not allowed to deposit cash, I can do it tomorrow, day after or something. But if you don't have the basic cash to transact,
yep.
That could be crippling. So the point that she was making, that person, girl from Bombay, that bank has run out of cash. Now, if banks run out of cash, if the employees keep sitting, how does it help this person?
Fair enough. I'd never thought through that. Thank you for pointing that out.
Same with ATM. If it's finished, it's finished.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I have a question to Mr. Chaudhary.
Yes.
Will the 2,000 notes suffice to the basic need of having a milk, vegetable, etc. for the common public?
That you want a daily withdrawal, yes. Withdrawal of 4,000.
No, I'm talking about 2,000 note.
Yes.
Other problems are of course there, but 2,000 rupee note, will it suffice to the need of having milk, vegetables, fruits, etc. for the common public?
2,000 rupees can get
no,
see me through for 3 days.
Nobody.
Yes, I don't buy vegetables for.
No,
okay. Is there any other? Is there any other comment? Yes. Go ahead.
Nobody is taking 2,000 notes because
exactly.
Not at the moment. But let's move beyond the 2,000
don't
point.
You
yes.
Think the plan could have
Who
been
are
better?
You asking? Who are you asking? Would you like to ask Mr. Vijay? You can.
Yeah.
Yeah
sure.
Go ahead.
So, but I can dispense 500 if there is supply of 500. If there is no supply of 500, do I shut the board and say no cash?
Yeah.
Giving 2,000 is better than giving nothing at all. That is my point.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, we have some more questions from across the country. Let's play out this question from Kolkata.
I just have a question that how much of the black money will be eradicated? How much percentage? My question is that. Because we are facing a lot of trouble, how will we compensate it?
Yeah, Mr. Vijay, this is the obvious question. How much of an impact do you realistically, there would be some sort of estimate on the basis of which you've done all of this. What is that estimate, sir?
Will our 15 lakhs come into our accounts
well,
now?
Well, probably the RBI has said I don't. But I think it should be fairly significant.
I have seen an estimate.
In the sense that normally in India, black money is stored either as gold or as
property,
cash.
Yes.
And there's an attack on gold also. So I think a good portion, and it'll more importantly, it'll reduce the ability of people to do future transactions. Today, there's a property in Vasant Vihar. That property is going for 5 crores. It's already going for 3.5 crores today.
Okay.
Because the black money is not being accepted. So this is
the
going
second-hand
to have
market is also down in lots of things. Yes.
On all asset classes in the very short term.
You had
and
an
that's
idea
going to be quite traumatic.
Give me a few.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
1 minute.
Go ahead,
just
sir.
Explain
yeah.
simple
yeah.
economics.
Yeah.
You see, firstly, 85% roughly, 80 to 85% of the currency has been demonetized. Now, this has two effects. You know, that's huge. You know, they estimate the last time was 2%. Okay? So, what is the effect? Very simply, there are two parts to this. One is currency is used by everybody legally for transactions. You know, we go pay, like you said, vegetable, etc. But the part which we are aiming at is the holdings, right, which were acquired illegally, either through corruption or something, but are kept somewhere. I don't know, some of you are too young to remember, there was a case of Sukram who threw bags of stuff outside, you must remember, yeah. outside his house
yes.
when he was raided.
Yes.
So the idea is to try to immobilize that. I'll give you a number and then just finish. The estimate which I have read, I do not know how accurate or good it is, but I think it's by moneycontrol.com, is of 3.35 lakh crore. That's fairly substantial.
Would come into the banking system.
This is the part which will be burnt out.
This
will not
be
able
burnt
to
out.
Convert it.
Burnt
this
out.
Is the real black assets, if you want to call it.
And what about assets which become
so
white? Is there an estimate of that?
I don't know what
that?
To call them, not crooks or whatever. They will lose this amount of money. That is the estimate. Okay.
But what about money which becomes white and
right.
is therefore taxable
now,
and therefore it helps
so
all
So there
us,
are
yes.
two parts to it. One is the people who are below taxable. You know, people like your servants, etc. They don't have taxable income. Then there will be people who are taxable. That's to be seen. You know, the point is, I don't want to reveal a way of doing it, but in some ways, if you reveal that as income for this year, then you can just pay the tax
right.
and be home free. Now, that will obviously only apply to the segment just above the non-taxable,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Chaudhary had a point to make, yes.
There is a reliable and a RBI estimate of currency with public. It is close to 16 lakh crores. And how do you arrive at this? That the currency printed by RBI and the printing press note mudran sent out less the currency in bank vaults. So the difference amount is lying in the pockets of you and me and everywhere. So that amount, I think, is close to, it comes in RBI weekly and it is calculated fairly accurately because all the banks are computerized and the cash in the bank vaults can also be, you know, totaled
yes.
up in about 2-3. So it comes to about 14 lakh crores. Now, again, it's an assumption. Now, if you assume that 25% of the people, even after having tried to, you know, distribute the cash or absorb it here, there, finally they give up and they say that the cost of declaring is too heavy. I would rather not declare and face the penalty, but forego the amount.
Yes.
Loss. So if you assume 25% of 14 lakh crores, which is in 500 and 1,000 rupees, because the late actual number, I think, we'll never get to know.
Okay.
So 3,50,000 crores possibly would get cancelled out.
All right. Well, so that's a pretty sizable. We have just time for one last question from Bangalore. Let's just listen in.
Just wanted to make a small request. If this facility of not paying the toll anywhere in India, and the second thing is about the petrol pumps accepting the old notes, whether these two things can be extended, not very long, but probably about 2-3 more days. That should help. Especially till the point that the ATMs really, really start functioning on the highways.
They have been extended. Mr. Vijay, go ahead. Haven't some of these already been extended?
They have been extended till the night of 14th November now. Saw it only on the NDTV ticker.
All right, 9th and 14th, it's been extended till...
Tolls will be free till 14th November night, and so will petrol pumps.
Okay, last comment
and utility bills.
Yeah.
I think post this move, There's a lot of anxiety and anticipation within the public. What's in it for us, the people who are queuing up in these ATMs? That how much black money will it come? Will we get our share of 15 lakhs are in account? Will the real estate prices be slashed by 50%?
No, but that's political rhetoric.
No, it's not about political.
It's cleaning up the system. It's bringing in lakhs of votes potentially.
The point is, we are presuming cleaning up. You read out the comment. The comment of Bharatiya Janata Party in Hindi was, currency badalne se aam aadmi tabah ho jayega. And what you are seeing on the streets is practical tabahi. The marriages have been...
You're talking about the 2014...
No, they have mastered the art of hypocrisy and U-turns. God bless them for that. But today, marriages are being cancelled. Patients are dying.
Okay, Mr. Vijay.
Patients are dying. Today, the government will have to, down the line, answer to the people, yes, we demonetize. Here is what you get for demonetization.
Okay, Mr. Vijay, you have a right to answer that. In 30 seconds, I'm out of time.
Yeah. I would really like the Congress to see this in the correct perspective. I would really request them to not to minimize the problems of the people. It's their job to do it as an opposition party. But they should understand the macro significance. Every economist in the country is appreciative of this. Every banker is appreciative. We all know that for middle class families, paying an EMI with this number two component, buying houses at very high prices and all is very difficult. What the BJP is trying to do is to remove a curse from the system.
All right.
If we are trying to do this part, I think everybody should support us.
Removing a curse from the system, sir. I'm out of time completely.
Small point that there are two ways of removing black money. One is called bottom up. The other is called top down. Now, bottom up is what the income tax department is doing, assessment, and but this is a top down process.
All right. Let's see how this process actually works out. I'm completely out of time. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us, Mr. Vijay as well, and our audience. Let's see how the next couple of days pan out. Will it be smoother than the first couple of days? And will India's economy ultimately be cleaned up? I think that is the larger goal, and a goal I think everybody wants to see achieved. Thanks very much for being with us. Goodbye.